The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Now, I'm delighted to have two of the lads from the Little Ghetto Boys right in front of me, and I haven't heard from these guys in, God, a good 10 years. How are you, fellas?
We're good, man.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, very good.
You're back out on the road. You're gigging again.
Yeah, we are indeed, yeah. Well, it's for one night only now, in fairness. It is in the Grand Social this Thursday. But we just reformed to raise money for CMRF, so that's Crumlin Medical Research Facility. So it's a fundraiser.
Amazing.
We had a few people asking us to reform for that, so we have.
We're going to talk a little bit about... I'm here with Neil and Doug from the band, but I just want to have a little trip down memory lane. I remember seeing you guys so many times in the Temple Bar Music Centre and the groove. Doug, you were always just that elusive drummer that everybody wanted to play with, but you wouldn't play with anybody but your own guys. But that is that is a long time ago. Let's have a listen to that unmistakable snare sound of Doug Farrell, Neil O'Driscoll, JP Canning, and who was your guitar player again?
Hoops.
That's right, Hoops, yeah. Believe, this is Little Ghetto Boys. We want to talk about the gig and talk about the band, those funny little plans that never work quite right. It's Nova, the home of seriously addictive music.
There's a light shining on the horizon, across the fields and hedgerows. And in the darkening sky, I think of you as I stand by the tracks in the station. They roll and curl out into the night, into the suburbs where the city ends. They drift out into the countryside, and I think of you and your life, and you're still alive. Double barrel shotgun to the back of his head. Pull the trigger, and as I leave, and he's cleared my mind, he says, thanks for taking away the pain for a while. And he smiles, maybe soon he'll be able to let go. Staring out across the empty sea, waiting for someone to take him home.
Yeah. Yeah, we're having a little bit of a flutter down memory lane. That is the sound of the Little Ghetto Boys and Believe. So, fellas, tell me the story of the band. Doug, you and Neil have been friends and in band since you were 10, you were telling me.
Since we were 10, yeah.
That's like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting to feel incredibly old now that we're talking about that. I met Neil years ago. We were in this like summer camp and basically I was playing in some kind of like Jimi Hendrix kind of cover band.
When you were 10?
When we were 10, yeah. Yeah, as you do.
He's been playing drums since he was 3.
That is actually
photographic evidence of that.
I do have photographic evidence of that. Yeah, my entire childhood was typified by my mother saying, "Shut up!"
Yeah.
But I remember, so I met Neil and we were, so I had this a fairly new Sony Walkman, one of the sports yellow ones. They were pretty edgy at the time.
I remember them well, yeah.
Featured in Hot Tub Time Machine. So basically, we were playing this tape and I think, Neil said, I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I sing and I play keys." And I was like, "Well, God, you should be our singer."
Well, no, that's not strictly true. I didn't do anything at all. He just said I should be the singer. I didn't play keys or sing.
Well, Neil looks like a singer.
Yeah. I was just taller than him, so.
No, I don't, were you taller than me then?
I've always been talking.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the band, JP Canning, amazing bass player. When did you decide to call it a day? Because I remember you were constantly gigging. You couldn't go out in town without you lads playing somewhere. When did it all start to? You haven't gigged in a long time, would that be right?
No, we haven't. It was JP's fault.
JP Canning?
No, it wasn't. Okay. No. Do you know what happened? We're very much a live band, and we used to absolutely love just going out and kind of doing whatever happened. Whatever happened was what happened on the night, and so it always ended up in kind of a bit of chaos. We'd end up baptizing people into the Church of Life. People would have their tops off and be dancing out onto the street, and there was a real lovely live energy to that.
A lot of topless people.
There was a lot of topless people, yeah. And then it just started becoming performance. Do you know what I mean? People right. expect you to do that, and then we'd do that. People would enjoy it and it'd be good fun and all that, but we weren't getting a kick out of it anymore because it was too much of a performance.
Kind of like the Beatles.
Kind of like the Beatles.
Exactly like the Beatles.
And we changed our name and got a keyboard player, which isn't always the death knell.
Did you just change your name?
We did.
What did you become?
I let Neil feel this.
Well, it can't be any worse than actual name. So Shining City, briefly.
Shining City, that's not bad. Yeah.
We've never been good with names. I have a son called Susan.
You have a son called Susan?
Yeah, no, clearly.
Whoa. So what can you expect for the gig? I mean, is it all going to be rehashing the hits? Or, is there talk of you getting back together and doing music? Cause I know, Doug, you've played with, was it Reader's Wise for
That's right.
But I haven't seen it that,
I haven't played in a while. No, I think the last person I played was a guy called Tom Cooney, which was post Reader's Wise. I just like anything else. I think kind of you kind of. I feel like I have the energy now again. Yeah. There comes a time when it's just as Neil said, we did a lot of, even when the Reader's Wives stuff, did a lot of touring in the UK with them, and it was just that kind of it becomes slightly a bit of a slog after
Absolutely.
A while. So I think you kind of need some time off. Like a decade. So here we are. I have to say it's been really nice to do it again. I think the band has never sounded better, actually.
And to be honest with you, we never actually broke up. We just stopped doing it. So we did reform about 8 years ago. We did another gig, and it was absolutely brilliant. Our guitar player Hoops moved to Australia, so that's where he is now. And so that's why we have Eugene from Moneypenny.
The famous Eugene McLaughlin. We'll give him a shout, the guitar workshop.
Ah, yes.
Where people, if you want your guitars done up, Eugene is the man. And I know Big Red has got a lot of orders of guitars this year. So, that's where you bring them when you need to get them fixed. So the gig is in aid of?
The gig is in aid of CMRF. So that's Crumlin Medical Research Facility, CMRF.org. And myself and my partner Emily were very involved in a campaign this Christmas. She's a photographer, and she went out and photographed The Edge and Colin Farrell and people like this for the Independent. And you'll still see that campaign running. And it's just something that is very close to our hearts because I suppose we have a son who's in there at one stage, and we work closely with Lisa Nicole Dunn, who's the CEO as well. She is an amazing woman, and the people in there do an amazing job. And it touches so many people's lives, because so many parents have obviously parents have kids, and kids end up in hospital constantly for small or large reasons. And what CMRF do is research to try and eradicate childhood illness, but also to try and make it easier for those that are affected, you know, from the day-to-day living. And the work they do has, you know, changes lives because it saves lives. Mm. And so it's a phenomenal thing to be a part of. This is a big campaign that they're running this Christmas. And this is just part of a small part of that, but it's a very worthy cause. And we all have kids now as well, so everyone in the band has kids. So
particularly this time of year, you know, where it is a time for children. Yeah. But Neil, you have done like amazing things this year. You ran the New York City Marathon. That was for
CMRF as well.
CMRF again, and you also are, you know, because we all know each other's business these days because we're friends on Facebook. But you slept, and you do it every year. You sleep rough for a night for the homeless people every night, and like I think you're an amazing dude.
Thanks very much.
So I will be down. I'm going to play a few songs at the gig, and there is a very well known singer from Offaly who sometimes wears a cowboy hat that very well may be down to do a few songs as well. So it's really going to be an amazing night. You have to go down and see this band. Their energy is infectious, and it's always a celebration. And I'm really, really glad to be part of this night. I know it's going to be something special. We're going to play Birth Out. Tell me a little bit about this tune. Where did these block of tunes come from? From the first EP?
This one was actually just after the first EP, Birth, and it's a bit self-indulgent, but it's actually about my own birth. But it was inspired by work that Mannix Flynn did. I worked a lot with Mannix when he was
in the Dark Club.
From Dark Club, yeah, and then after that, when he did Letting Go of That Which You Most Ardently Desire, and James X. And some of his language in James X was kind of inspired some of this tune. And he has a scene in that where he talks about his own birth. It's the beginning of James X. And so this tune is inspired by that, and it kind of references myself and my mother's we used to live in Bag of Street, and it references that. So that's what it is.
The gig is happening on the Thursday in the Grand Social, this coming Thursday. I want to see all of my faithful Nova listeners down there, and we're going to party. And you can buy me a Malibu and pineapple juice because I've been given a get out of jail card free card from Miss Bops. Birth, Little Ghetto Boys, thank you so much for being my guests, and I will see you Thursday night.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more, and of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.